This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Sure. As promised, we do have Mr. Maqhi in studio. Mr. Maqhi, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Good morning. Good hour, sir.
Vukubanga neprivat show. The only way to start your day. Thank you.
Knowledge Hub. Kunjalo nje. Namhlanje, Mr. Maqhi, you are back again with Knowledge Hub. Last week we sasifunda about knowledge, the word knowledge. What do you have for us this morning?
Yes, let's carry on with that introduction. I mean, so we're trying to introduce ourselves as the Knowledge Hub. Knowledge, very important. I mean, as human beings, they say we act based on our values. So what we feel is important, we act upon, right? So yeah, also the idea is that we want to make our decisions, our choices based on knowledge. It's not very easy. Because knowledge is what we must pursue. I mean, we spoke about that last time. There's this notion of the smoke detector principle. Mm-hmm. If you think you have all the answers, you sit and do nothing. But as soon as your answers are challenged, as soon as your reality changes, you then start looking for new information. Now, put our two guys, that's, we can't talk about knowledge without talking about its opposites, which is ignorance, right? Professor Peter Ntuli says, if you buka igama ngesiZulu igama elithi ulwazi nokungazi ukuthi I root yakhona uzi. Apparently the ancients abantu basemandulo babekholelwa ukuthi kune there is a god of ignorance uzi. So when you are pursuing knowledge ulwa nozi. And uzi unenkani. I tell you something, you forget. I tell you something, you ignore it. I tell you something, it just disappears. It becomes hard for you to believe. So uzi in humanity is always an enemy. So I mean, that's why if you're a student and you feel guilty, you are battling with your studies, of course, it's because you are in a war really against this god of ignorance, so to speak. I mean, we could not just now about the irreligious celebration today.
Yes.
So maybe it links with that as well. As human beings, really, there are always these forces as we are corner that we always try to overcome. So now masfuni knowledge got the Swissy challenge that you know, let's get to the other side. Same cliche. Uzilo. Now, the one way that for me helps to imagine this whole notion of ignorance is to see it as a spectrum, because you know usually most things it's not really black and white. It's not like you know or you don't know. Sometimes there is a space in between knowing and then unknowing stuff. So on my spectrum, I mean, just roughly, it's just a rough thing. I don't know. It's not like I'm writing a journal article on this or a PhD, but just for us to conceptualize this whole notion of in knowledge. Let's talk about ukuthi there are things that are taboo. If a topic is taboo, sabo ngikukhuluma ngayo. So whether in families, whether in particular fields where we say no. That question, it is unthinkable for anyone to ask.
Yeah.
For example, I mean, every time in this country, we always talk about GPV. Now, so what activists will say, the question nobody should ask is to say, but why is she staying in an abusive relationship? Because it becomes a taboo issue. Because if you're going to get yourself stuck there, you won't move. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So you'd rather say, no, let's accept it as a reality and then move on. So, I mean, there are things that face us in the face, that tackle us, but we choose, that's just one of the things that we won't talk about. It happens also in our families and our relationships. So people, things happen and they choose not to talk about them. So it becomes then ignorant. We are ignorant as yazi because it's a taboo. Then next to that one is secrets, where we make the choice. We are feeling it. We are not, the only people who are going to know about it is just you and I.
Yes.
It happens also in my fields of study. I mean, my fields of study, people are, as we're sitting now, maybe they are developing some secrets, research, something major, but because they are not ready yet for other people to find out, they keep it. So secrets are not always bad, but secrets are there. I mean, as much as we want to know everything, but we must accept there are things that there's a window that is always blocked. There's this envelope, it's called confidential. You know, the phone, movies, a top secret. The next 2 days, they, I think that's with deny. So, I mean, they didn't. Among both, any young years, Lord, it was Mina. Someone yeah. else. Yeah, bon. So, which means when you remain ignorant, even if Mina, I know what the story is. Very sad thing, they say, because we're coming up with local government elections, and the people who like to run our lives, the politicians, they like to hide things, they deny things. So it becomes, you know, so it challenges all for all the time is for us to make good choices. So they give us as little information as possible so that it becomes hard for us, and so that it becomes hard for us to hold them accountable. But the denial is always there. I mean, for most things. It happens a lot here between males and females, where as a male, there are things that females will deny, and also as a female, there are things that males will deny.
Yeah.
To be aware of. Then the next one is after that is the thing that we are not sure of. We might not. I mean, during the episode a few years back, lockdown in a COVID-19. So, I mean, a lot of us were not sure. I mean, do you have to, are you infected or are you affected or not? A lot of us were not sure whether we were. So, when you are in doubt, it means the information that you have is you are sitting around who may be. Is it there? Is it not there? Is it there? Is it not there? Then next to doubt is there are things that become, you know, like I'm a paradoxes where like lemvulele ene tota yashisa. So we are not sure then what kind of weather is that. So again, in most eras of life, there are questions that if you do this, this is going to happen. If you don't do that, that's not going to happen. So like a catch-22, they say. So where you are damned if you do, and you are damned if you don't. So you must just make a choice out of ignorance. If Senzegan Jay, so do we join this war in the Middle East or do we stay out? But if we stay out, it becomes one of those. So you don't have enough information. So, but you'll be forced to make a decision based on your ignorance. And the last one, very interesting on around ignorance is the mystery. The things that we perhaps will never know. I mean, so things that we have accepted, which we'll never know. I mean, one of the interesting ones that's for me is always interesting is the idea of dreams, which we know that people dream. People sometimes will interpret dreams, but nobody knows really. We would see why do we dream in the first place? Because those who dream, of course, I mean, they enjoy their dreams. But again, if you don't dream, nothing happens.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you wake up sick. And so what role are dreams supposed to play in our lives? So I mean, I was just trying to tease out there, but to get us have this conversation around ignorance, which yes, there are things that we don't know, perhaps because they are mysteries, we will never get to know them. Perhaps they are contradictions, because so the one answer cancels the other one, so we end up going around in circles. In any case, we will still make decisions. There are things that we are not sure of, because there's always not enough information sometimes. Then the people that we depend to for answers, sometimes they will deny things that they know. Sometimes they will keep secrets. Sometimes they will hide information. Or else, sometimes all of us will agree with, let's not just even discuss it. Because once a color say kuluma, it's going to raise other issues that we are not prepared to face. So we may choose as well to live in ignorance. But again, as human beings, it makes us clarity. I mean, is the opposite of ignorance. So it always helps us to make things, you know. So come out into the light. Stop there.
Wow. Very very important. Skhuluma ignorance namhlanje, Mr. Mach. And you highlighted ukuthi information singakwazi ukuyithola because of these certain issues abantu abangazenza, which is very important. And I like the fact that we need to be aware of these things, because you can't know. Njengoba sikhuluma nge-knowledge hub, you can't know if you are aware ukuthi either umuntu is ignorant because they're just denying stuff, they are keeping secrets.
Yes,
as abantu who are thinkers, because I, as young people, I think as yes. we should always think, yes. we should always assess our situations. So we need to know what ignorance is, which is something yes. very important. Yes. No, thank you so much, Mr. Macri, for your time and for always availing yourself. And I know now that you are grooming others as well to be part of this huge hub, which is the Knowledge Hub that we have every Tuesdays on ABT Radio. Really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
No, siyabonga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.